Thursday, the 31st of October, Reb Alan Becker, Yaakov, and Esav.
Good morning. Let me start.
Okay.
There you go. With a vort which my long-standing chavrusha Rabbi Yehuda Bonder used to say over in the name of Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zochene Levrocha. The pasuk says, "Ve'ele told us Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram heided us Yitzchok." And Rashi explains, a very famous Rashi, "Lefi shehoyu leitzone hador oimrim mavi melech nisabrosora." The leitzone hador said that this child Yitzchok, the true father, is Avimelech. Shekamashonim shosim Avram v'lein nisabrosimenu. For many years, Sarah lived with Avram, and she didn't have a child from him. And therefore, Ma'osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzar Klast upon of Shal Yitzchok Doimel Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu fashioned the face of Yitzchok should be similar to Avram. Beidu Akoyel Avram Heli Des Yitzchok. And therefore, everybody could see for themselves. It was obvious to all that Avram Heli Des Yitzchok. So Rabbi Bernstein asked, and this is asked by others as well. Leitzone Hador. Just the term that Rashi uses, Leitzone Hador. It should have been, they're liars. So it should have been Rishoy Hador. Why Leitzone Hador? So he said, to understand that, we've got to look back at another famous Rashi in Parshas Vayera. Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Hashem Poka de Sora Kashe Omer, when Sora became pregnant and gave birth to Yitzchok, so Rashi says, why is this parasha next to the parasha of Avimelech? So Rashi says that Lulamedcho, Shekolam Avakish Rachim al Chaveiro, Utzart lo Yisadova, we know that the punishment which Avimelech and his nation received was that all the Nekovim were blocked up, they were unable to give birth, and other unpleasant consequences. So Shekolat Tzarech, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Avram davened for Avimelech, so therefore he was also nena on that which he needed. Now, a late is somebody who says something and it's got a double innuendo. So he can say something and it's very offensive, but he'll look you in the face when you question him and he'll say, sorry, did I say something wrong? Me Avimelech nis Avra Sora. From the mice of Avimelech, Sora became pregnant. Did I say something wrong? That's a leitz. Right? Because it's got a double innuendo which had a much more offensive meaning. Okay. The parsha continues. Vaitzroitzo abonim bekirba vatoimim kem lomazer noichi vatelech lidrish es Hashem. The children were struggling inside her, and Rashi tells us that when she became the Medrash, when she passed the base of Avodah Zarah, the Esav was struggling to exit, and when she was passing a yeshiva, so Yaakov was struggling to exit. So the Olam says also Bederach Melitza, that we understand Esav was trying to get out, but why was Yaakov trying to get out? He had a Malach teaching him Torah. Why was he struggling to get out? So they say that if your Chavrusa is Esav, you try and find another yeshiva. But it would seem that already B'mei Imoy, Esav was pre-programmed to be a Rasha. He had the Tchunas HaNefesh, even as an embryo, to be Rots to Beis HaTumah, which would seem to be difficult in the concept of Bechira, that everybody has free will. He seems to have been pre-programmed to be a Rasha. So, I heard it quoted by Shem Reb Shach, Zechon Nevracha. The Pasuk says, in Maase Bereishis, Nasa Odom Betzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when he created man, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So Reb Shach explained, that when the Pasuk says, Betzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, the explanation is, a person is not forced to go after his nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by creating man, B'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, has created in man the possibility to be godly. notwithstanding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have created a person with a teva ra, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to follow it. He's not muchrav to follow his teva, and not only that, he can change his teva. A person who is b'teva an achzar, a cruel person, can change himself to be a rachman. Someone who is a kason, he's by nature a very angry person, he can change his nature to be a savlan, to be a very tolerant person. A balgaiva can change himself to be an onov. B'tzalmeinu k'nusenu is that the person has got a power to be lehidovek, to cleave to the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even notwithstanding that he may have a completely different teva. There is a sefer called, which is known to many, called the Talmud Devora. The Talmud Devora is written by Rav Moshe called Devora. And the whole sefer is based on the halachta bedrachov. We have a mitzvah of halachta bedrachov that we have to model ourselves and make mahu rachum, af'ato rachum. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are there for us to try and copy and to make ourselves as godly as we can. It's not the Yud Gimel Midas which we find in the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Yud Gimel Midas in Sefer Micha, Mikael Shalom. The Emes is the other way as well. The Emes says that a person can follow his Teva and turn himself into a Behemah. And if he does that, he's even worse than a Behemah. Because a Behemah has got no choice. A Behemah will always follow its nature. But an Odom can change himself. Rav Avraham ben Hagro, the Vilna Gaon had a son called Rav Avraham. In his Pirush Al HaTorah on the Pasuk, also in Bereishis, "V'tzelem Elokim bara Eisai," so he writes on that Pasuk that a man is not like other Brias. Other Brias are muchrach to follow their teva. He gives an example of the Oirev. The Oirev is the raven. The raven is known as a very cruel animal. Dahainu, that even if a creature is cruel, usually on its own children, it has rachmanis. The oirev abandons its young. So it is the paradigm of a cruel creature. He says the oirev will never be a rachman. But a person can change himself and work on his midas so that he doesn't have to follow the nature with which he was created. Man is not forced to act because nature dictates in a certain way. And the Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created us, knows the teva that he gave us. And therefore, if we overcome our nature, and we, notwithstanding our nature, are work on ourselves to change our midas, that gives us even extra schar in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings us on to the whole concept of Rav Dessler's Nekudas HaBachira. The person gets schar for where their battle is. If a person has got a nature to bloodshed and to murder, and he overcomes his nature and he passes an opportunity to murder an individual he comes across in the park late at night, and he overcomes his teva and doesn't do it, he will get schar for doing that. But hopefully most of the population who don't have those natiyas, who don't have those yetzer horrors, they don't get schar for that. Because Baruch Hu knows each person, how they're programmed and what their natiyas are, and you get schar in respect of that. The Shevet Sofer, Shevet Sofer was the son of the Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer. The Shevet Sofer was Simcha Bunim Sofer. I assume that's where the Sheen base and Shevet came from. And the father of Rukiva Sofer. This is the Chasam Sofer was the Rav in Prezhbov for 33 years, and then he was Nifta. The Ksav Sofer, his son, was Rav in Prezhbov for 33 years, and then he was Nifta. The Shevet Sofer was Rav in Prezhbov for 33 years, and then he was Nifta. The Rav Akiva Sofer was Rav in Prezhbov for 33 years, and then he said, "I'm leaving." And he went to Eretz Yisrael, and the Hashgacha was that because he left and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was saved from the Holocaust, and he lived for many more years in Eretz Yisrael. The Shevet Sofer said as follows. There is a Medrash in Parshas Bereishis. The Medrash says Amar Ravashia, Vishashbar Kadishbarch is Adamarishan, when Akashbarch created Adamarishan, told by Malach HaShores. The Malach HaShores, they made an error, Ubik Shulam in front of Kaddish. They were so despoiled by this Adam Akashbarch had created that they wanted to say Kaddish, they wanted to say Shira in front of Adamarishan. They thought that this was an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash gives a marshal. So, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to educate the Malachim that this was man, that this was not an extension of Hashem. Me'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hippel Olav Tardema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Arishan into a deep sleep. And the Malachim see Adam Arishan there, he's asleep, he's helpless, he's out of commission. And therefore, all the Malachim knew that this is not Hashem, this is man. Man, he's helpless, he's Ofam and Hadoma, and there is no room for mistake, no room for error. Now the Sheva Sofer, he wasn't so happy with that explanation, to understand that the Malachim made an error, that they thought that Odom was an extension of Hashem. He says the Malachim are very celestial spiritual beings. They know what Hashem is. Why should they make an error and think that Adam is Hashem? He says the pshat, maybe it's not so gleich in the psukim, in the words of the Medrash, but the pshat he says is as follows. He says a person, the madrig of a person, if he's mushroom himself and he works on his middas through Torah, he can elevate himself to a madrega which is far higher than a malach. The Mephoshim in next week's Sedra, on the Posse, Vihine Sulam Mutzav Arutzav Roshim Magiyah Shemaimel, they say that the Sulam is Odom. The Sulam represents an Odom. Sulam Mutzav Arutzav. Odom is very much Mutzav Arutzav. He's made Ofam in Ha'adoma. Roshim Magiyah Shemaimel, but his head, he can reach, he can elevate himself all the way to the heavens. In fact, he's so great and he can have such control with his maisim over what goes on in the heavens. The malachi alakim olim v'yordimboy, where they are positioned and what goes on up there, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, is told on him. And the reason why Adam is able to do that is because he has a Yetzahara. The Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayitzer, has got two yuds to indicate two Yetzarim, a Yetzah Tov and a Yetzahara. So Adam has both these Yetzarim, and it's the fact that he has a constant battle, a daily campaign against the Yetzahara, and the Yetzahara is standing there every day to wage war against him. That's what gives him the ability to elevate himself to tremendous heights. Mash'enken Amalach doesn't have those battles. A malach is programmed to do tov, has no yitzhara trying to influence him otherwise, and therefore the madrega that a man can reach is a lot higher than a malach can reach. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, Tzadi Aleph on the base. The Gemara there talks about the difference in Amiras Kedusha between Yisrael and the Malachim. And the Gemara says, Meisei, Chaviv in Yisrael ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Malachi HaShores, She Yisrael Eimer Mishira B'chol Shal, Malach HaShores in Eimer Mishira El Pa Machas B'yoy. Romer El Pa Machas B'Shabbos, some say it's only once a week, Romer El Pa Machas B'Chodesh, once a month, Romer El Pa Machas B'Shona, once a year, Romer El Pa Machas B'Shua, once every 7 years, Romer El Pa Machas B'yoyvel. Once every 50 years, Omer lo pamachas ba'olam, once in an eternity. Yisrael maskirin Hashem achas shtei tevois. Yisrael already are able to mention the name of Hashem after two words, Shnei Shema Yisrael, Hashem. Malach Hashores maskirin es Hashem alachah gimel tevois. Kedechsev kadosh 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 Hashem tzevokos. Now this is the bit we want. Ve'im malach Hashores em rishira lemalo ad shiyemri Yisrael lemata. The Malach HaShores can't say Kedusha in the Olamos HaElyonim until Klal Yisrael have said Kedusha down here. Shnema Baron Yachad Kochu, Baron is Loshna Rina, Ron Yacha Kochve Boyka, the Talisra of the Kochve Boyka, with Daima to Kechovim. The Hodron, then it says, the Ariu Kobinerakim, Nerakim of the Malachim, only then can they say their Shira. The Nefesh HaChaim brings that we see this from the Loshon of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. We say, Ata Kodosh, Vashimcha Kodosh, we say that. And then, Kodoshim Chalyim Aluch HaSela. Only after we've said Ata Kodosh, in the sequence, can you have a Kodoshim with the Malachim. So the Malachim have to wait until Klal Yisrael has said Kodesh before they are able to say Kodesh. We energize them and we give them the ability in order to be able to say Kedusha. Says the Shevet Sefer that this is Pshat in the Medrash. The Malachim looked at Adam and Hashkofer Rishon, you look at Adam, they looked at themselves, they were spiritual beings. They looked at Adam. Adam was a very, very gashmistic creation. And says the Medrash, we read out the words before, say, Bikshu Loma Lefonov Kodesh. They wanted to say Lefonov Kodesh. Not like we first explained that they wanted to say in his presence, they wanted to say Kodesh. Bikshu Loma Lefonov Kodesh. Why should we wait for Adam to say Kedusha? We should say Lefonov. We should say Kedusha before him. Bikshu Loma Lefonov Kodesh. So this is Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're making a mistake. People love Tardemi, put him into a sleep, say, look how gashmiistic he is. Look how he is offer an Adama. Look how he is kulay gashmi. And if he can elevate himself, and he can work himself, and he can say Kodesh, that's far greater than your Kedusha, because you're programmed to do so. And therefore, you have to wait for him before you can say Kedusha. V'yigdulu ana'orim, the Pasuk tells us, V'yigdulu ana'orim, that the boys, Yaakov and Esau, grew up, and each one went their separate way. We're told that this was the days of the Pekira of Avraham Avinu. Rashi says that they were 13 years old. Ish and Ish, 13 years old. The Mefarshim are troubled with the arithmetic over here, because they couldn't have been 13 on the day of the Pekira of Avraham Avinu. We know some basic dates and ages. We know that Avraham Avinu was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. We know that Yitzchak was 60 when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esau, when he fathered Yaakov and Esau. And we know that Avraham Avinu, which means Avraham Avinu was 160 when they were born. And we know that Avraham Avinu died at the age of 175, which means that they were 15 years old. So the Yerushalmi asks the question, and Rabbeinu Bachai, they say that they were 15. They were 15, not 13. Yerushalmi brings also Tosas. He says that for 2 years, Esau was morad betzina. For 2 years, he rebelled in secret, and then at the age of 15, it became befahesia. Now, what I'd like to say over is a machshav of Rav Moshe Wolfson, where he explains what exactly took place on the day of Yigdalu Hanaorim. It wasn't just that it became evident, something became evident which had until that moment been concealed. He explains that something very dramatic happened on the day that Avraham Avinu passed away. We know the basic facts. We know Yaakov's cooking lentils for Yitzchak, for the first Suda of the Oval. Esau comes back. He's Oyef, says the Pasuk. And Oyef, he's not just weary, there's a spiritual weariness to him. We know that he had committed murder, he'd killed Nimrod. The Medrash tells us, why had he killed Nimrod? Because Nimrod had a special coat of garments, which was from Odom Arishon, which enabled, it was for a hunter, it was fantastic. You pressed the picture of the animal, and the animal presented itself. And Esau wanted this set of garments extremely, he'd always coveted them. And he killed Nimrod, and he took the clothes. Chazal tell us that he was also, he denied the concept of Tchias HaMesim. Hine Anoich Holech Lomus V'Loma Zeli B'Chayra. That was a denial of Tchias HaMesim, thereby giving him the full status of Apikoros. And Chazal tell us that, in fact, he did 5 Averis HaChamuras on that day. So he emerged from being perhaps not so recognizable as an evil person into a fully blown Rosh on that day. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, the first concept we have to appreciate in understanding what really took place is the concept of time, of Jewish time. normally we understand time as being just the measure of the rapidity of thing of time of things passing in this world. He says, but Emma's time is a creation of Kodesh Baruch like every other creation. And it is the medium in which we live. Like a fish lives in water, we live in time. But it's more than that. It's like the canvas of a painter. We live in time, and everything that we do during the course of the day is inscribed in the time which we are in. And then at the end of the day, that day then goes back up to Shemayim. With modern technology, when we have emails and you can press send before you send the email, you know that before you've pressed that send button, you can make amendments to your email. Once you press send, you can't bring it back. So at the end of the day, before we press transmit, and we send that day back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but before we say Krishna Namita, we ask Mechila. And we try and make amends, and we do tshuva for what we did during the day. And the same is true at the end of the week on Erev Shabbos, and the same is true in Erev Rosh Chodesh, the end of the month, we have Yom Kippur Kotan, and the same is true at the end of the year on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Each period of time has its own mitzvahs, and then we have sent back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zayah says, each day a new day comes down, which we then start afresh. Avraham Zokin Bo Bayomim, says the Zohar, it's not, the normal translation is, he was advanced in years. Bo Bayomim, he was advanced in years. He says, but Bo Bayomim means that he came, at the end of his life, he came and he was able to present himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo Bayomim, with all his days. All the days that he'd filled with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the majestic years which he had, they all accompanied him. Now, during a person's lifetime, each day after it's been sent back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very little effect on him. There's a big separation between him and each of the days of his life. That all changes suddenly and dramatically on the last day of his life. All the days come back to accompany him. They all come back to accompany him, and the present becomes expanded to contain all the days of his life. And a person who has filled his life with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, can on the last day of his life be elevated to a madrega which is far beyond what he had achieved throughout his life. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, when he says that he's 120 years old, is the only day of his life he's described as Ish Elokim. Because on the last day of his life, he is elevated and he has with him all the mitzvahs, and there's an expanded present to include all the days which have been sort of lined up in treasure chests, now come with him. And that also explains the conversation between Elisha and Elio. The day that Elio was about, just before Elio was about to leave this world, he asked Elisha if he wants a final gift. And Elisha said, please let me have a double portion of your Ruach HaKodesh, which is a very strange thing to ask. If somebody's got £100, how can you ask them for £200? Says Rosh Wilson, that's pshat. And that, because what Elio answered was, if you see me as I leave, then you'll know that your wish has been granted. And kach hava, Eliyahu went up in a chariot of fire, Elisha witnessed it, and the Gemara says that Elisha had double the level of Ruach HaKodesh that Elio and Avi had. Explains Rosh Wilson why. Because when a person, on the last day of his life, a tzaddik, his madrega is so enhanced that he reaches a level which was previously unobtainable. And somebody who is there, who is spiritually sensitive and is able to form a connection with him, he will be able to take and draw upon that elevated level. The Chasam Sofer, in a hesped that he wrote for Anos Nadva, his Rebbe, he bemoans the fact that he wasn't present b'shas yitzias neshama. He said, had he been present with his Rebbe when his Rebbe passed away, he would have been able to be double as great as his Rebbe. It's the same concept. The next concept we have to understand is the concept of equilibrium. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always keeps the equilibrium between Tov and Ra and the world the same. Each tzaddik throughout history always had his arch enemy, who was the balancing force against him. Avram's archenemy was Nimrod. Whereas Avram went round the world with a nefesh, a she'osu b'chorom, he had a mission to teach people and make people believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimrod, as his name suggests, his mission was to cause the world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the arch enemy, and they crossed paths a few times during their lives, whether it was in Kurkastim, whether it was later on in the war with the kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always keeps the equilibrium. Yaakov and Esav were another pair, and we know that they left the world, if not on the same day, but they were buried on the same day with the Maaseh, with the Moras Machpelah. And therefore it's no surprise that on the day that Avraham Avinu dies, Nimrod also dies, because the equilibrium has got to be kept intact. What happened on the day that Avraham Avinu was Nifter? We said he was surrounded by Yitzchak, Yaakov was Ishtam Yeshua Holim, he was there, and he was present. Yaakov was present on the last moments of his grandfather Avraham, who at that moment was at an elevated level of Bo Bayomim. All his previous days, the majestic days, were with him, and Yaakov, who was a spiritually sensitive tzaddik, was able to draw on that Kedusha and be elevated to an entirely new level. At the same time, Esav was somewhere very different. He was in a forest with the corpse of Nimrod. And if what we've said about a tzaddik is true, the same is true of a rosha. The rosha, when Nimrod died, who was there to accompany him to his final reckoning was all the malachi chavala, all the sources of tuma, which he had created throughout his life, day by day, with all the averas that he had committed. They were all hovering over him, waiting to drag him to his din, and the atmosphere of Tumah was incredibly strong. And who was present at that moment? Esav. Esav was there, a person who had already tried and shown himself willing to follow the Derech Rishus, and he therefore was contaminated by that extremely potent level of Tumah that was present. Says Rav Moshe Wilson, that's what happened that day. Vayigdalu hana'orem. It's not just that they grew up in an age. Vayigdalu, they became great, each one in his own way. Yaakov Avinu was present at the Misa of Avraham Avinu, and therefore he grew in tremendous levels of Kedusha. And Esav was there at the Misa of Nimrod, and therefore he went in entirely the opposite way. He went to levels of Tumah and of Rishus, which was an entirely new level for him. May we be zeicha, always to be present with sources of Kedusha and Tara, and to be able to elevate ourselves as we started off by saying that we can go against any natural and inborn tendencies that we have in order to make ourselves as godly as we can, that we should be a source of nachas ruach to Kedusha.